You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 28. It's team selection time as FPL General reveals his thoughts and plans for the upcoming double game week for Bournemouth and Luton. My name is Joe. Mark, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, Joe. Good to be back for another video. We were just saying there, it's hard to believe we're heading to Game Week 28. Season will be over before we know it, so I feel like I need to get my finger out and start getting some green arrows before it's too late.
Definitely. Welcome to those joining us early in the live chat. FPL Alexander Arnold and Wayne are joining us pretty early on in the live chat. FPL Gem has just appeared as well, saying hi, lads, as well. If you can just drop us a note in the live chat just so you can see and hear us, fine. And then we'll know that we aren't just talking to each other. Also, just a reminder, do press that like button, really helps us out. And do subscribe as well so you can keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Also, do check out fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for latest offers on joining our membership area. So there you can get all the latest tools and gadgets to help you climb up your mini league. Jason has appeared in the live chat as well. I've got Morris in as a punt, so we'll be discussing Luton and Bournemouth players later. I'm going to assume we are all live and you can see and hear us. I haven't had anyone say they can see and hear us yet, but I'm just hoping. Mike Parsons says all good. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. If Mike says all good, then all is good. Senesi disappointments is another in the chat as well. Lots of people went early on Bournemouth and Luton players, finding some injuries, including yourself, Mark. So we'll put your current week up. Do you want to run through who you've got? You're going to dwell a bit on Son, I imagine.
Yeah, so the team, I had a Hwang injury to deal with, and I had a Kevin De Bruyne frustration to deal with over the previous couple of weeks. Couldn't afford a straight swap from Hwang to a Richarlison or a Son or a Madison. So I ended up doing Hwang and Kevin De Bruyne out for Heung-min Son and James Madison for a -4. So the transfers actually worked out quite well. De Bruyne blanked, Hwang obviously didn't play, and Madison and Son both delivered. So, yeah, the team was a double Arsenal defence still to come. Basically, no other defenders. Pau Torres on the bench. Porro didn't feature. Estupinan got a zero-pointer. And Amari Bell did feature, but got injured again. Foden with a 15-pointer. Saka to come as well. Not that that matters. It'll probably hurt me if he actually does well, given his ownership. Haaland, Solanke, and Watkins up front, the standard front three. So good to see Solanke fit and hopefully ready to bang in a double game week. So the big decision on Friday night was we went away for my little man's first birthday. His name's Sonny. So I felt compelled to not just buy his namesake, but mark the occasion with a captain's armband. I was heavy on Haaland last week. I firmly believed he was the best captain of the game week. But the Richarlison injury kind of helped push me towards doing something different just for one week. I felt like maybe there wouldn't be a huge amount of punishment when you looked at the fixtures, the fact Son was playing through the middle, and it could have went even better. You know, Son hitting the post. Haaland did me a favour, to be fair, with that absolutely ridiculous miss. I couldn't believe that while I was watching the game. So, yeah, fabulous weekend away, and Son made me sweat until the 88th minute. I was kind of keeping not check my phone every 5 minutes as I usually do, but check the phone a couple of times during the Spurs game. Wasn't looking great for the Son captaincy. And then I seen the third goal flashed up. And I said to my wife, she knew what was going on with the captaincy. I said, there's been a third Spurs goal. Can we please both manifest that this is Son? And we both celebrated it. So it was a nice moment. We'll always remember the goal on the birthday. So, and yeah, thankfully, mainly Haaland didn't do too much damage.
Great. Yeah. So yeah, 51 points, including that hit. But with three to go, that double Arsenal defence. People on the screen will see that Raya is flagged. That's because he is ineligible to play Brentford's next match. That's the reason. He's not injured or anything, so he's free to go tonight against Sheffield United. Let's have a look at the season ticker, because this we're already getting a lot of questions in the live chat. What to do with Haaland, for example? They've got double game week players in mind. Also looking at future fixtures, because tough fixture. We'll just put the season ticker up. Tough fixtures for City. They got Liverpool away, then a blank, and then Arsenal at home. So it doesn't get tougher. Then they got Aston Villa at home as well. So that's not an easy game. But then Crystal Palace, Luton afterwards. Meanwhile, Bournemouth right at the top of the ticker there. They do blank in 29, but they got Sheffield United and Luton in that plum double game week for 28. Then they got Everton, Crystal Palace at home afterwards. Luton away, Manchester United at home. These are great fixtures. No wonder they're top. Fulham doing well as well. They do play in 29. They face Tottenham. They got Sheffield United in game week 30. Luton also really high up there. They do have Tottenham, Arsenal and Man City in this tricky run, really, from 30 to 33. But in the meantime, they've got Crystal Palace, Bournemouth away, Nottingham Forest at home as well. A few other teams to mention there. Liverpool, that's tricky as well for them, but it really gets better for them. So we probably don't want Liverpool now. Will later. They've got Man City at home, 28, as we mentioned with City, then a blank. And then this Brighton game at home, it's great for their attackers. Sheffield United at home, great for their attackers and defenders. And then they got Manchester United away. That's great for them all as well. And Crystal Palace. I mean, this is all good. That's when we want Liverpool. So is that the theme you're getting here? You got your double game week, you got your blanks. Game week 30, oh my God, I need to get Salah in.
Yeah, and maybe not just Salah, maybe a couple of other Liverpool assets as well. So it feels good to still have the second wildcard in the back pocket. And I'm very much gearing towards game week 30 wildcard or game week 31. And it might just be Salah might just push me towards a game week 30 wildcard instead of 31. Because like you said, I really like Brighton at home for any attacker, let alone Mohamed Salah. So game week 30 feels like the perfect entry point to get him back in. And obviously the wildcard makes that a lot easier. So yeah, very likely a 30 or 31 activation.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you've got a different strategy to me. So, I mean, this is good here, because there'll be people in the live chat who are free hitting in 29, those who aren't. So I'm free hitting in 29 because my team is not geared up at all for 29. So that's the week I'm going to use the free hit. And it is, and it hopefully will be geared up well. Well, it should be for 28 anyway. And then game week 30 onwards, it should be okay. So I can wildcard a bit later, a bit more closer to that game week 37 bench boost, perhaps. So yeah, my aim is to get Haaland, Son and Salah in for 30 without a hit. And that would be my sort of spine, my core. But you've got a different tactic. You'll probably want those three, I would imagine, game week 30. So a game week 30, 31 wildcard would focus on those three, perhaps?
Yeah, you're probably, if things keep going the way they're going, you're probably going to build your spine around those. You know, Son looked really good again. Those who don't have him, I think we'll probably just go and buy him this week or in the very near future. Wildcarders, you know, people who are wildcarding this week or next week will probably just get him as well. And I think we're all going to end up back in Salah. I think that's inevitable, especially with this title race, the way it's shaping up. He's going to be up for that. Liverpool just keep churning out the victories, even with a lot of players missing. So, you know, I expect him to be even better when those big boys are back. So, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be, yeah, that'll be the spine. And it's obviously... We're going to need our enablers again, because you know, maybe budget hasn't been too important for large parts of this season. But I think when it gets to this run-in, we're going to want as many players from those big teams as possible.
Okay. I point out on that one. I remember the reverse fixture of this Liverpool-Brighton game was also the reverse fixture of this Luton-Tottenham game. And Son was the most popular captain for that game. That was Tottenham away to Luton that time. And I went for Salah against my team, Brighton. And that was a massive haul. And that sort of helped me propel me up the rankings there. So I'm gonna hope lightning strikes twice there. I think I'm quite keen to captain Salah against Brighton there. As much as I love my team, they're absolutely pants at the back. So, time to move on. But yeah, Son against Luton, game week 30. That might be where your captaincy is because of your son.
Yeah, well, I think it'll... I'll not be as quick to captain Son, I think, now that the birthday's behind us. But certainly he's going to be in the conversation in a lot of game weeks for the captaincy. You know, maybe even in 29. I know Ollie Watkins is going to be very popular that game week.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tottenham away to Fulham for a player like Son, I think, looks very attractive as well. You know, Tony's in the picture that week as well against Burnley. So I think game week 29 could actually be quite an interesting captaincy week. Could be spread a wee bit.
Yep, indeed. Meanwhile, we've got game week 28. When we spoke before, you were keen to have a look at some of the Bournemouth and Luton assets in. So just a reminder with your team, I'll just put your team back up on the screen again, because let's see how set up you are. You've got Solanke, you've got Bell, but Bell is injured. It remains to be seen whether he'll go through. And that's your lot for Bournemouth and Luton. So... I'll put the table up on the screen. But before we go through the players, what's your current thinking just about getting more bodies on the pitch from these two teams?
Yeah, I'm not in a big rush to over invest in these teams. I'm not going to be taking loads of hits to get there. I do really like Luton though, as someone who's not planning to free hit in 29 because they've got the fixture there as well against Nottingham Forest. So I think it's a no-brainer to do Estupinan to Alfie Doughty. That was always my plan this week. You know, Estupinan's been in my team for too long and I'm finally going to bite the bullet and get rid of him. I might even do it early this week. I'm keeping a close eye on price changes because if I wanted to make a second transfer for a -4 for another Luton defender or a Bournemouth defender, my funds are pretty tight. You know, I'm looking at maybe only 4.3 or 4.4. And that would be... It's frustrating because I was kind of banking on Bell coming back and just using him as an extra body in this game week because I'm quite happy to bench Porro and Pau Torres, who are always doubts to start anyway these days and pretty sure they play each other. So I'd happily bench those two and then hope that they're ready for me to use in blank game week 29. Bell would have been useful to go alongside Doughty and Gabriel for game week 28. But... I think Estupinan will definitely come in. I think that's just an easy move. Out and Doughty will come in,
yep,
as most people will do this week. And then it'll just be a question of, do I take a -4 to get maybe another Luton defender because it's useful for 29 as well?
Yeah. Okay, so your focus, obviously not free hitting, is Luton. Luton play in 29, but Bournemouth don't. So any Bournemouth player you get in is going to cost you in 29. So Luton are an absolute... great team for you there. We'll look at the players in a sec. For my other people might have my strategy, which is to free hit in 29, in which case it don't matter. And in fact Bournemouth are a bit better because the fixtures are so good afterwards, whereas Luton they become a bit more mixed. I've already got Alfie Doughty. I'm just going to keep him. I've got Solanke, and that's the first name on this list here. I'd sorted this by minutes per expected goal involvement. I didn't do any of that sort of per 90 business because it actually tells a bigger story because some of the figures in here are absolutely terrible. So an expected goal involvement, non-penalty, for example, Zabani at the foot of this table, every 3,857 minutes. I just put that in there for sort of comic effect, really. But Solanke, a bit more respectable, every 127 minutes. So that's every goal a game plus a bit of extra time. And 30 FPL points last six game weeks, six matches is played. It's actually six game weeks, not matches. He scored two goals, got two assists, has four returns. He's very marginally been underperforming. He's actually created 10 chances as well. He's in your team. The question is, though, captaincy. I mean, he's just fairly obvious to captain, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Solanke's the only must-have from those teams this week. I would almost put Alfie Doughty as a must-have as well. I just think he's such a good fantasy asset with his, you know, his deliveries and stuff like that. Solanke, the only concern when it comes to the captaincy is he's obviously been carrying a niggle. Didn't train for 3 or 4 days last week, and I think the manager said after the game he was just lacking that bit of sharpness because he didn't train. So that's a concern. It's probably more of a concern for people who are going to triple captain. I don't think it would be enough to put me off that idea if you were always planning to triple captain Solanke over the last couple of weeks. So yeah, I think he's a must-have. I think you buy him if you don't already own him, and you go ahead with captain and triple captain plans, I think.
Okay. I mean, he's going to be my captain as well. He will be triple captain by those who've still got the chip left, I would imagine, because that's going to be the best place. But it remains to be seen whether his effective ownership will go above 200%. It could be 180, anywhere between 180 and 210 is my guess.
I'm trying to think of some other scenarios. I think the only position I'd be in that I wouldn't triple captain him is maybe if you've already used a free hit or a bench boost. If you're short on chips, maybe you can keep a triple captain for a 34 or a 37, just for those slight injury concerns. And obviously you're going to be able to captain a player from a team, triple captain a player from a team higher in the league in 34 or 37. But those of us who have a lot of chips left, we probably need those game weeks for the likes of bench boost and free hit.
Okay. As regards the extra bodies, where you put them in, some people might have a space up front, in the midfield or in defence. And for those in the midfield, next name, Kluivert, who scored at the weekend as well. He's only 4.6, a really useful enabler. Only 4 starts. I don't think he's done 90 at all this season. I think he tends to get subbed around the 70-minute mark, or he gets subbed on. So you might not get 2 starts out of him. But nevertheless, he's had 17 FPL points his last 6 matches. His minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalties every 161 minutes, so a little bit better. No assists, but a couple of goals, 2 goals, and he's created 4 chances as well. There's a whole bunch of other Bournemouth wingers and midfielders that may or may not play. Tavernier, for example, he's further down the list as well. He's had 5 starts. He's only scored 11 points, though. He's been subbed off or been subbed on as well recently. 9 chances created as well. Are you looking at any of these other sort of Bournemouth midfielders before we address any defenders?
No, not really. And again, it probably comes down to my strategy of not planning to free hit. Maybe if I was free hitting, I would be spending a bit more time this week looking at the numbers and maybe a few highlights of the Bournemouth midfielders. But I think there's question marks over all of them, and I don't think any of them have auditioned well enough in recent game weeks. In terms of the eye test, the player that stands out to me most often is actually Semenyo. Okay. He's further down the list here, at 4.5. And, maybe you take a punt on him just as a, if he can become your 5th midfielder then, and you don't need to worry about him in the future. But nah, I think I'd be more interested in Luton, someone like a Ross Barkley probably.
I'm just checking now because I've got it in the back of my mind that Semenyo might be a forward. In fact, he is. He's a forward in this game.
Ah, there you go. So
that's one, because he's a player I was looking at as well, and he does look the best. He's only 4.5, as you say. He's had 5 starts, 2 goals, though. He created 6 chances. So this is sort of a chance a match. Minutes per expected goal involvement, pretty negligible, though.
If Semenyo was a midfielder, then he would be obviously a lot more interesting. But the fact that, a lot of us have Haaland, Solanke, Watkins, and you've got a Luton striker who takes penalties, who's obviously more attractive than Semenyo. So that just rules him out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I don't think there's going to be many slots going forward lines, as you point out there. Next batch of players in this list is a bunch of Luton midfielders whose minutes per expected goal involvement non-penalty sort of hovering around the 200-minute mark. The pick of these, we've got Morris, who's a forward, Ogbene, a midfielder, Barkley, a midfielder. Barkley always catches the eye. He's had 26 FPL points last 6 matches, 2 assists and a goal, and created 19 chances, which is absolutely huge. That's even more than the great Alfie Doughty, who we'll come to in a sec. Ogbene as well is worth a mention there. Just the five chances created, but he has got an assist and a couple of goals. And Morris, who's a forward, who is gaining popularity as well. Four goals, and two assists, six returns, and 39 points. And he's also created nine chances as well. Yeah, these look like good assets. Morris and Barkley. I think if you're going for, would you say if you're going for midfielder, Barkley, if you're going for forward, Morris?
Yeah, I think the Luton players picked themselves. You know, you have the goalkeeper as an option. Doughty's the best defender. And then you've got Barkley and Morris in the other two positions. Watching a few highlights again this morning before we started, you know, Barkley popped up in a few good positions again. There was one in particular where Morris had a header straight at the goalkeeper, and Barkley was right beside him. So it could have been him, you know, with that close range header as well. So I just like Barkley. You know, he's playing very well this season. Mm-hmm. He's got quite a few different avenues to points. So I think if you are looking for a double game week midfielder, Barkley is the one I would go for. I really like Morris, and I can't believe I'm even saying this, but I'm slightly tempted by the Haaland to Morris move. You know, this is what the double game weeks do to us, FPL managers. Especially those of us who have too much time to think about the game. You know, if you look at the fixture ticker, you know, Haaland has one fixture against Liverpool, whereas you can get three fixtures of Morris, and they're all good fixtures, and he's a penalty taker. It would be a minus four, though, which doesn't make it any easier. But I reckon we're on Monday now. By the time we get to Friday, I guarantee you, you'll have people.
Yeah.
There'll be a movement of Haaland to Morris, and even for minus fours, and who knows, it could pay off. So I'm not going to say definitely no, but it would take a lot for me to take a minus four to remove Haaland for a Carlton Morris. But I think he's in isolation, Morris is a very good pick for the next two game weeks if you're not free hitting.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I have a particular plan that involves wanting to get Salah back in game week 30. So I don't want the headache of having to sort out trying to get Haaland back around that time, particularly for Aston Villa at home and then that Crystal Palace away and Luton at home fixtures, which is when you want him back. But if you are wildcarding around then yeah, I think if I was wildcarding game week 30 and I could just get, you know, some Haaland Salah off the bat, I would definitely consider that. I'd be more likely to make that move than not make that move.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, and I honestly think I'm going to, as this week progresses, I think I'll be sitting here on Friday night hovering over the button. Do I do Haaland to Morris for a minus four and then get Haaland back on a wild card in 30 or even 31 because Haaland's got Arsenal in game week 30. So we've seen it earlier in the season. People lost Haaland, and I think it's going to happen again this week.
Okay. Next name on the list that we haven't mentioned yet is, well, we have mentioned him, but let's get his stats up here. Alfie Doughty. His minutes per expected goal involvement on penalty every 300 or so minutes, so not great. But he has got 16 FPL points. I've had him for a while now. He's been a consistent scorer. When everyone else got him in, he just blanked for a couple of weeks. But it wasn't for want of trying. He was actually broke records in one of the games where he blanked. And so it transpired during the match. As soon as he was moved a bit further up the pitch over the weekend, hey presto, he gets the assist. But yeah, so he's had six starts, so he's nailed on. No goals in this period, last six matches played, but a couple of assists. He has been underperforming, and owners will know that. He's created a whopping 17 chances, just below Barkley as well. You've already said that. He's a lock for you coming in 28.
Yeah, I wanted him in the previous double game week and I couldn't get there because of other issues. And I'm just not going to miss him this. I think I remember saying to you a few weeks ago, he's one of the players that I don't want to get to game week 38 and think I never owned him, because he's just a really decent FPL asset from a promoted team. You know, just swings, you know, 10, 15 crosses into the box every game. He's got good targets in there to aim for, and I just like what Luton have been doing over the last couple of weeks as well. They've, you know, they're much improved. You know, when you think back to the start of the season, we thought they'd finish with a record, you know, points total for a promoted team in terms of, you know, no points, but they're much better now. And given that the fixtures are decent the next couple of game weeks, I think there's points there for Doughty. So he's 100% coming in.
Okay, we are doing a live Q&A at the end of the show, but we have got a Super Chat question in now. So I'll address this now because it does link in with what we've just been talking about with Morris as well as Solanke. So it's well timed. From Jason, £5. Thank you very much, Jason. His question to you is, I got Morris in last week as Solanke was a doubt, but sensible move. Solanke in for Morris back again, or Haaland is my choice. He does have the triple captaincy left, so that's probably gone Solanke. He does also have a free hit in 29, which he's probably going to use. Maybe it's better to use the triple captain later, he's wondering. So there's a couple of questions there, but one is, should he do that move of getting Solanke in? How, as in, he's going to be a triple captaincy contender, and but at the expense of Morris or Haaland?
Yeah, someone's gonna clip this next couple of seconds and just play it back to me next week. But in that scenario, I think it's got to be Haaland to Solanke and probably triple captain. So if you've got Morris, you certainly don't sell him now. You've got him in. He's got the double, and I really like him. It's a mad game we play. You know, you lose the best striker in the world for a Bournemouth striker and a Luton striker, but that's the game we play. And I'm a fixtures player, so yeah, that's what I would do. I would get Solanke.
Yeah, definitely. I agree, and that would probably be clipped. You'll be clipped, hopefully, not mine. But yeah, I mean, for the double game week, Haaland has got Liverpool, then a blank, and then Arsenal, and then you can look to get him back around that time or a bit after that. And yeah. Morris and Solanke is probably the best strikers to get for game 28. As weird as that is, do that move and triple captain him as well. I don't think you'll find a better week for a triple captain. I mean, that could be famous last words as well. But it just seems if you didn't use the triple captain on Haaland, this is just tailor-made for it. You know, injury permitting, Solanke has got the best fixtures you can imagine. Sheffield United and Luton at home. Two promoted sides at home. That is absolute. Should be gold for a triple captain.
Yeah, it should outscore what we got from our Haaland triple captain. I'd be surprised if it doesn't.
Okay, but get further down the list. We mentioned Semenyo, Senesi. A few people got him in, but he looks to be injured. It looks to be some kind of hamstring strain, I think I saw. So that does make him a huge doubt for the double game week. You don't have him, I don't have him, but if we did, what would you do as a Senesi owner?
Yeah, very unlucky. The injury was extremely badly timed for FPL managers. It's obviously wait and see what the update is. It doesn't sound great initially. I would guess he's going to miss the double game week. So it's probably a transfer out. And again, depends on what strategy you're following. You could, you know, replace him with another Bournemouth defender. If you are planning to free hit, or maybe you go down a Doughty. I think Doughty's the obvious one if you don't have him, regardless of strategy. It doesn't sound great. But just wait for news before you do anything.
Okay. A bit further down the list, we've got some other players that are worth mentioning. Clark at Luton, 4.8 midfielder. Did score in the cup, but I think both Ross Barkley assists as well. Just the four starts, really. An interesting player, but his minutes per expected goal involvement non-penalty, over 1,000 minutes. I'm not even going to do the per 90 on that. And that just tells the story there. Just someone I suspect we're just going to skirt over. But next up is Kerkez, who's 4.5 defender at Bournemouth. And Zbarnier, so another 4.4 million defender there. Kerkez has had a couple of starts. He's got 11 FPL points. He has created a chance. Very, very minimal. Minutes per expected goal involvement every 1,400 minutes. Zbarnier every getting off nearly 4,000 minutes. So there's minimal goal involvement going to come from them. So you're looking at clean sheets, really. Kerkez is the deputy to Lloyd Kelly, who could be still injured, in which case he'll play. And Zbarnier is just nailed on. He's just always there. You're personally not tempted for either of these because you're not free hitting in 29. But of these two, I mean, would they be recommended to get in, especially as a good sort of enabler? Hope there's a clean sheet.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to double game weeks, what you want is just to get two starts. So any doubt whatsoever, you know, with a care case, for example, I would just avoid and just go for the centre back.
Yep.
Yes, it's you might have to wait 4,000 minutes for a goal attempt, but I think the way, you know, the way FPL goes and the way the strange FPL gods, the way they make things happen, we put up numbers like this going into a double game week, and it wouldn't surprise me to see Zabarni score now in the double. So he's just, you know, safe, absolutely safe for minutes, especially now that Senesi's out. So you bring him in, you try and get one clean sheet out of two, and you never know, you might spike something, and you might just spike a bonus point or two. That would just, you know, top it off if you do get a clean sheet. So Kirk is probably for the more adventurous manager who likes taking risks, but for me, it would be Zabarni.
Yeah, he's probably who I'm going to be getting in. I want to get Son in. I want to get Salah in game week 30. I need to find money. And Van Dijk to Zabarni frees up a good 2 million, which I'll need in the Salah bank for game week 30. So he's exactly the one I'll go for. It's just massively boring. He's not going to get you a return in terms of an attacking threat. But yeah, that defensive return, if they get a clean sheet, and chances are, you know, with the centre-back, could get in the bonus as well if there's some passing out from the back going on at Bournemouth.
The ultimate differential might not be on the list here. If Senesi does miss out, if Meppham plays both games, I think he's only 4.3. We really are scraping the barrel now. But if you're looking for something very, very different, maybe a Meppham if he's going to start both games. I was having a look at the Bournemouth bench at the weekend, and they're very short on centre backs. I think they might have had a young guy there. But Meppham, I think, will come in and play both games if Senesi misses out. So for the extremely adventurous thrill seekers out there, maybe you can buy a Meppham this week.
Okay, let's move on to your bus team for game week 28. And just before you run out, sort of pay specific attention to how many double game week 28 players you've got, but also how many players you've got for 29. Because those who are like you, they want to know, you know, what sort of threshold is the free hit worth in 29? And you've got quite a few players. So, yeah, do you want to run through your team, who you're captaining, transfers, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I'll run through first what it looks like for 28, and then I'll kind of mention 29 as well. So Areola will start for me this week at home to Burnley because David Raya cannot face Brentford. So that was a wild card pick that I knew I would need when I got to the stage. Unfortunately, Areola saved the penalty a week too soon while I was on the bench. At the back at the moment, it's basically just Gabriel. Estupinan will go for Doughty. I've got Bell in there, so I may take a -4 for another defender. I've got Pedro Porro and Pau Torres on the bench. They play each other. I think there'll be goals in that game, so don't really want to start either. Midfield of Foden, Son, Madison and Saka. Up front, captain Solanke for the double, Ollie Watkins and Erling Haaland. And then first sub is Garnacho at home to Everton, which is fine. So on paper, it looks okay. Defensively, maybe not so. But once Doughty comes in, it'll be looking a lot better. And then it'll be a question of, do I take a -4? Probably for another Luton defender to replace Amari Bell, so maybe a Mengi or something like that. They've got a few injuries as well, so I'll need to spend my week researching Luton defenders, the joys of being a fantasy manager. And then, like I mentioned, I think when I get to Friday, the Haaland to Morris move, I will be tempted by. So that's 28. If we think ahead to 29, I've got Areola. I was hoping to have Bell, but let's say that's another Luton defender for a -4 this week. I would have the two Tottenham attackers in Son and Madison, Ollie Watkins, and then hopefully Pedro Porro and Pau Torres, and then add Alfie Doughty this week and maybe Morris as well. So I'd be fairly well stocked. So I've been quite open to hits. I took a -4 last week. I'll probably take a -4 this week, maybe even -8 for Morris. And then I was looking at a -4 as well in game week 29. Ivan Toney would come in, and maybe another Tottenham attacker or a Jared Bowen or something like that. So I just kind of made peace with the fact that a couple of hits over the next few weeks, probably a couple of red arrows, but then hopefully make that up and more with, you know, a sprint finish with the chips and all that from 30 onwards. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, well, I make that 8 if you take hits this week. And then for 29 itself, all you have to do is a -4 and you can probably get to 10 or 11. And this is the kind of week where you can probably get away with 10. 9 or 10.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. The question is, though, so is, and this will be pertinent to free hit other free hitters as well. So if you want to get Bowen in, who makes way?
That's the scary bridge that I haven't even thought about crossing yet, because it's probably Phil Foden. And he's having such a good season. But I think all of us, no matter what strategy you're following, there's going to be a difficult Phil Foden decision to make soon. And I know the wildcarders last week had to make it. And I was slightly thinking about a wildcard last week, but one of the reasons that I didn't do it was I didn't want to have to make the decision yet on a Foden and a Haaland. So I'm you know, I'm glad I held on to him and got the rewards of that. So again, you look at the fixture ticker, and for the same reasons that Haaland to Morris is tempting, I think I've probably been guilty in the past as a manager of holding players too long because they are doing well and not playing the fixtures more so. So I think it's absolutely fine to sell Foden for players who have more fixtures and better fixtures. So I will be open to losing him despite, you know, how well he's doing. And he can always come back in then for, you know, for the run-in, you know, last 7 or 8 game weeks.
Yeah, I mean, on the flip side to that, so I'm free hitting in 29, but I'm looking, so 29 is irrelevant, but in game week 30, I'm looking at moving Foden to Salah. So in a way, it's a similar principle as well. All of us at some point, you mentioned the wildcarders this week, all of us at some point are going to face a decision that involves removing Phil Foden for someone at some point. And that is a scary one, especially in the form he's in as well. You mentioned Tony as well. I presume Tony would just come in for Solanke.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, and again, I might need funds for that. So that's why it might end up being a -4 next week. But then again, another reason to sell Haaland this week is, I would have cash for Tony next week, and I wouldn't need to take a -4. I don't need to get to 10 or 11 players. I'm quite happy if I've got, you know, 8 or 9. So there's a lot of factors at play here. But yeah, certainly Solanke to Tony if Haaland is gone already. But if Haaland is still there when we get to game week 29, then I could do Haaland to Tony and then just keep Solanke longer term. So there's a couple of different routes there. But Watkins is obviously staying.
Okay. I mean, what is evident, I'm sure people get this in the live chat as well, is that whatever moves you make this week are so vital, whether you're free hitting or not in 29, but you're not free hitting. And each one of these moves has to be geared towards what bodies can you get out in 29 as well. What will you do in 30? Will you need to wildcard then, etc.? And same for me as well, as someone who is free hitting. I need to think, what state's my team going to look in game week 30? And that's why I'm thinking, oh, I want to keep Solanke because he's got Everton at home, Crystal Palace at home, Luton away, Manchester United at home in this nice block of four fixtures. So, but as you said, I kind of put Tony, I don't know whether you think this as well, but I sort of put Tony and Solanke in the same sort of bunch. It's just one place in your team. They're both good strikers in okay teams.
Yeah, and when you put them in the same basket, you just always go for the cheaper option, you know. And you know, I've had Solanke for a while, and Tony is quite pricey, and he had, you know, the fixtures around 29 is why he's not in the team now, and why, you know, people are not maybe getting him until 29, because, and he hasn't been ripping it up in the last game or two. So yeah, I'm Solanke's just having a fantastic season. Talisman, you know, penalties, they are very similar. And when there's a price difference, I just like the cheaper guy there.
Okay, we did say at the beginning of the show we're going to have a live Q&A. So do get your questions in the live chat. I've already had quite a few so far, so I'll go through them, put them to Mark, and we'll take it from there. So Adam in the live chat asks, he's got Haaland and Doku. Should he remove them from Morris and Bowen? He's thinking of Bowen. He's going to wildcard in game week 30 anyway, to get City back in and look at Salah and those types of things. But yeah, for this 28-29 stretch, Haaland and Doku out for Morris and Bowen.
I can't believe this stream has just become the sell Haaland stream. This is gonna come back and bite me anyway. I don't know about you, Joe, but Doku, Doku I don't really like as an FPL pick because you're always just sweating over team sheets. He doesn't start every single game. And even when he does start, he is an incredible footballer, you know, in terms of take-ons and dribbles and all kind of stuff. But he's not super effective in terms of actually getting FPL points. Not yet, at least. So I think you can definitely lose Doku. And I'm going to leave the Haaland decision to yourself because I don't want to be the one that takes the blame next week when Haaland scores a hat-trick and Carlton Morris gets 2 1-pointers.
So if Adam is considering that, he's in good company in the live chat. Rio has said he's already done Haaland to Morris. Jason, who he asked that question earlier, we answered. We suggested in his case, in order to get Solanke back in, Haaland will have to move because he already has Morris. He said thanks for that, and don't feel guilty if it goes wrong. Okay, we won't. Kareem points out that Solanke didn't look fit. That is a situation to monitor, definitely. Homegrown FPL thought it was funny that I said we haven't mentioned Doughty yet, when of course we had mentioned him about 1,000 times. Okay, Bongo asks, your thoughts on Neto over his fellow defenders? So you're looking for Bournemouth. That might help non-free hitters as well in 29. I went for Kelleher on that same principle last time out. They doubled, and then it didn't matter that he blanked next week.
Yeah, we didn't mention the goalkeepers earlier, and I think they're up there as the best double game week options. You know, Doughty and Morris and Solanke are probably up there as my top three, but then, you know, Kaminski and Neto are probably not far behind. And if you're in a, you know, if you're in a spot of bother with your goalkeeper, you know, maybe if you, you know, some people will have a David Raya and maybe just didn't realize he can't play this week. And then in that case, then, you know, maybe you sell your non-playing goalkeeper to get a Neto or a Kaminski, depending on which kind of route you're following. So I do like those goalkeepers. I think there'll be a few people watching and listening that are maybe looking at a bench boost possibly this week as well. And certainly those two goalkeepers are probably, you probably want both of them this week if you're bench boosting. So if you can get one of them for a free transfer to bench boost, that's fine as well.
Danish asks, would you sell KDB to Son for a -4?
A lot easier to do it for a free transfer, but yeah, I mean, I did it last week as part of a -4, and I'd probably do the same again this week. De Bruyne has got a lot of minutes in the last two games, so I'm always worried. You know, we know they're going to be careful with him. He's going to be careful with himself. There was niggles recently, so, and I just thought Son looked really good. I felt quite unlucky just to get one goal from him in that game as a captain. So yeah, I think I would be happy to make the move again this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'll chip in with this because one of my plan moves is KDB to Son for free. But if it was for a -4, yes, I would consider that as well, definitely. It's worth pointing out that Son plays Villa next. Villa have a high line. Son versus Villa's defence is a sort of match made in heaven for FPL. The last game, I don't think Son actually got a return against Villa, but he racked up an obscene amount of big chances. And it was one of those like VAR and that type of thing. But he was very close to an absolutely huge haul in that game. So I think that could repay you, especially if the other player in that -4 is like a Morris or Doughty.
Yeah, and I guess I'm thinking again, if you're not free hitting in 29, then De Bruyne doesn't play anyway. So the -4 is a lot easier to take because you're getting Son for the next two game weeks when De Bruyne only has one fixture and it's a difficult fixture as well.
Okay. FPL Alexander Arnold asks, who would you sell first for a double game week midfield player? So let's assume it's Barkley, someone like that. Gordon or Foden? Who would make way first?
Possibly neither. because I just think Foden and Gordon are really good FPL assets. You know, even if they've only got one game versus someone who's got two. And even a Foden in a difficult fixture, just go back and watch the highlights of him, you know, against Manchester United. He was incredible again. So given that we talked earlier that we don't love the double game week midfielders as much as maybe the defenders and the strikers, I would probably just keep Gordon and Foden in that scenario.
Okay. Luca asks, because obviously I presume Luca's got lots of double game week players, he's faced with a benching decision. Who would you play, Foden or Douglas Luiz? That's a question I never thought would happen. But Douglas Luiz is amazing at home and he has a home game against Tottenham, who do concede. Meanwhile, Foden's Foden, and he's got an away game at Liverpool. bench one of them?
Douglas Luiz is the most annoying FPL pick of all time. Again, he's like Alfie Doughty. It's, I don't want to get the gaming 38 and not own the player, but there's a very good chance that will happen with Douglas Luiz, unless I bring him in 29 as part of a, you know, an Ivan Toney double move or something like that. But Douglas Luiz, I'm rambling a bit, but Douglas Luiz reminds me of the Luka Milivojevic season when he scored about 11 penalties and not many people had him. It was just every single week 10 pointers because he always got the bonus points as well. So I'm hoping Douglas Luiz calms down very soon and stops hurting my rank week after week. And I really like Liam Bailey as an alternative to Douglas Luiz. But on the bench in question, Villa home to Spurs, it's still Foden for me. I just think he's playing out of his skin, and I guarantee you Luiz will outscore him, but I would start Foden over Luiz.
Kareem in the live chat agrees, I think, with this one. He's not getting caught up in the double game week hype. Haaland and Foden will definitely get something against Villa, Liverpool, he says. And I would think with Douglas Luiz, annoyingly at home, I would compare him to the Yaya Toure season, where he's a deep-lying midfielder who somehow pops up in the box and gets goals and returns, plus is on penalties, which is handy. But, he is at home next. But, yeah, as you said, it's annoying because if you don't have him, you're going to have to suffer Luiz returns, particularly at home. Let's have a look here. Joel asks, am I better off going for a second Luton defender for the next two game weeks or a Bournemouth defender this week? It's quite a long question about things, essentially. So I guess in essence, who's the priority, Luton or Bournemouth defender?
Yeah, I was, you know, before I thought about things too much, I was automatically thinking about getting Senesi before the injury. But then when I look at it, if I'm not free hitting, it makes a lot more sense to get an extra fixture from a Luton defender. Yes, Bournemouth have the better fixtures in the double, but give me an extra fixture. Part of my thinking is if I'm bringing in Alfie Doughty, if I can somehow get a clean sheet from Alfie Doughty, it would be lovely to get a double clean sheet from a double Luton, you know, back two. So again, depends on your strategy whether free hit or not, but. If you're like me and you're not free hitting in 29, then a Luton defender. We just need to figure out who that is. If it's in addition to Alfie Doughty, maybe, you know, Kabore. I think Kabore got man of the match, but again, it's double gimmicks. It's centre backs. I'm geared towards, so it's probably someone like a Mengi, I think. But I need to do more research on that this week.
In the live chat, Colm agrees with you about targeting a Luton defender. I just point out that Colm appeared in which live chat, lots of live chats videos I've been in, but it was one of them. I think it was the Goals Imminent stream where he was pointing out that Brighton haven't won at Fulham since 2017, back in the Championship days. And so it transpired that their bogey team struck again. So those that backed a Fulham asset against Brighton, hope they were listening to Colm there. Carty asks, game week 29, is it worth doing Solanke to Tony for a -4? That's pretty much exactly what you might do.
Yeah, it might be. Hopefully it will end up being a free transfer. And again, selling Haaland would make it a free transfer. But if it's part of a -4, I'd be open to do that. If I'm, you know, selling a player who doesn't have a fixture to get a very good player with a very good fixture who's a, you know, a talisman with penalties, then that's absolutely fine.
Rio asks, is it worth, he's got this choice here, and this is for game weeks 28 and 29, so presuming he's not free hitting. It's between Bowen and Barkley. Who scores more? I mean, Barkley's got more fixtures, but Bowen's Bowen, and they're quite good fixtures. Just looking down, if I can find West Ham, yeah, Burnley at home, and then Aston Villa at home.
I would go with Bowen. Burnley fixtures, a big attraction there. Even though Barkley has the extra fixture, you know, Jared Bowen is an incredibly good player who showed us recently that, you know, he can score a hat-trick. You're not going to get a hat-trick out of a Ross Barkley. If we do, I will retire from FPL on the spot if that happens in the double game week. But yeah, Jared Bowen, even with one fixture less, I like two home games against Burnley and Villa.
Roman's got a more general question, really. He wants to make up a 90-point lead in his mini league. That sounds a lot now, But it's only game week 28 coming up, and we've got 10 game weeks to go. So what is your general advice for differentials or strategies to make up that 90 points on his mini league leader?
Yeah, so first off, it's definitely doable. 90 feels like a lot, but there's a lot of points to be had. The main thing is, if you're not worried about overall rank, and if your mini league is your number one priority, you've got to, probably around this stage of the season, you've got to start studying what the other teams look like, and maybe start thinking about what their next moves might be. And you obviously need to be different, because if you just keep following a similar approach, you will not make up a 90 point advantage. So, figure out what your opposition is, where you can be different. And captaincy is probably the best way to be different. So if it is your number one goal, if you don't care about rank, you've got to try and, go against what their captain is and hope you get lucky, probably 3 or 4 times. So, yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with the chase, but it's certainly doable.
Musau asks, a Stupinan to a Bournemouth defender for a -4, so presuming probably free hitting in 29. Is that worth doing?
Yeah, it's fine. If you're free hitting, it makes sense, because Bournemouth have better fixtures than Luton this week. And then you obviously can just free hit them out in 29. So yeah, probably again Zabarni for me, the centre back, just for your security of minutes. You should get them 4 points back from the 2 starts, as long as he doesn't get booked.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just point out as a Brighton fan and also an Estupinan owner, if I wasn't selling Van Dijk in order to get money for a Bournemouth defender, Estupinan would be number one out the door. And the fact that he started against Fulham, that's actually worse, because that was so evidently Brighton's B team, and they've got so many injuries at the moment. It's going to be Lamptey and another in a wing back or full back roles. It won't be Estupinan as first choice at the moment. There's something not right in terms of the way he is playing with the strategy that Brighton are playing there. And also Brighton don't have March all season. They're not going to have Mitoma anymore as well. So they're going to have to play much more with the wing backs rather than wingers. Dingra's pretty much it, really, winger-wise.
Yeah, people like myself need to stop clinging to the hope that we're going to get the Estupinan that we used to have, because it's a totally different FPL player now, an FPL pick. So if you're like me and you have him, get rid of him as soon as possible.
Toby points out, in contrast to what I was saying about Son looking like he's always going to haul against Villa, he points out that Son always struggles against Villa, as he's always caught offside. One of those offsides isn't going to be offside at some point, though. All it takes is a couple of those not being offside, and you got 2 goals, I think.
Yeah, really looking forward to that game. That should be, there's a couple of very good games this weekend, but that should be a humdinger of a basketball match, hopefully.
Yeah, it will be Son versus the offside trap. Jamie asks, would you take a -4 to get a Bournemouth defender and Doughty? I think we pretty much answered that. You would probably do that.
Yeah, hits are fine. Again, with the Bournemouth ones, if you're not free hitting, if you are free hitting in 29, absolutely fine to get them in for the -4 for the good fixtures.
Yeah, he mentioned some of the other players. He's got double Arsenal defence. I probably won't touch that. He's also got Virgil van Dijk. I'm personally going to be moving him on as well. 8 Nori and Taylor. Yeah, all those last 3, they're all ditchable. Okay, we've already answered that one there. Would you rather... okay, say you can only have one of these players going forward. Son, Saka or Foden. You can only have one. Which one would you have?
Tough question. I'm just having a quick look at the ticker here before I answer. Again, it's probably recency bias, but Son was the first name that came to mind, but obviously I'm heavily biased having just captained him. But, Tottenham fixtures are very good. Villa, Fulham, Luton, West Ham, Forest playing. I think Richarlison injury, propels Son. And I know Richarlison could be back soon, but while he's out, he's out. Saka has been incredible recently as well. But has Man City soon, has a blank in 29. And third option was Foden, who we spoke about earlier, that I think it's fine to sell him when you look at the landscape. So, yeah, I'm going to put Son at the top of the list. But again, there's a lot of bias there. But I think the fixtures went out for Tottenham.
Okay. Asri asked, thoughts on Man City getting a good result at Anfield next week? due to the injuries that Liverpool are having.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me if City go and win. Liverpool have, you know, some very important players struggling for fitness or just coming back or may not be 100%, whereas City don't seem to have too many issues at all at the moment in terms of fitness. They seem to be all healthy at the right time. And I think Alisson is huge. I really like Kelleher, but Alisson is an incredible goalkeeper. And, you know, he keeps Liverpool in so many games. Kelleher was actually really good to get your Van Dijk clean sheet for you. You actually had Kelleher as well, didn't
you? Yeah, I had the double up. So that was nervous for me with that.
Yeah, I watched the highlights today. I don't know how you got a clean sheet from those two. So cut yourself lucky there. Alisson, I think the Alisson factor for me is pretty big in that big game. So I'm going to say draw, but it wouldn't surprise me to see City win that one.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Alisson at least until after the international break, and we might not see him at all for a good while. So I'm sort of keeping Kelleher until I don't have to keep Kelleher.
Yeah.
So
hopefully who's your other goalkeeper? Are you going to use Kelleher much in your starting 11?
I've used him. I'll use him when I can, but not when the fixtures are. So Areola is my other one. So Areola against Burnley at home, no brainer. 29. It doesn't matter anyway because I'm free hitting. Game week 30. I'll be back to Kelleher. keep, because Liverpool's fixtures are Brighton at home, Sheffield United at home, Manchester United away, Crystal Palace away at home. So yeah, I'm on a Kelleher Areola double up.
That was the budget of all budget goalkeeper double ups. Yeah. That was a nice pickup a few weeks ago. You know, you got the longer injury now to Alisson. And yeah, it's Kelleher's a bit of a gift at the moment. I was briefly looking at a possible wild card last week, I was kind of weighing up the idea of getting Kelleher in as part of it. So he just feels like a nice differential because other people are going to, you know, make transfers elsewhere. They're not going to use a free transfer to get a Kelleher. So that could be quite fruitful for you.
Yeah, I think if by game week 30 we have more information about Alisson not returning for a long time, I think Kelleher will be very popular with wildcarders. Why wouldn't he be for 3.7, maybe 3, was he 3.8, 3.9 by then?
He was 3.7 recently anyway, I know that.
Yeah, I think he was 3.7 when I picked him up. And so, you know, that's still going to be cheap for him. And he's going to be a good player to get. And yeah, again, getting 3 bonus points and only from two saves. I don't think I've seen that before.
Quite impressive.
There was another question here from, we've not mentioned Forest players. No, we haven't, because they're not particularly interesting game 28. But he points out that their fixtures do change, and indeed they do. She would be looking there. So I'll just read out the fixtures. Yes, they have Brighton next. They got Luton away in 29. So good for the free hit 29ers and also those, you know, playing, looking for transfers. And they could be good for you, actually, Mark, if you're not free hitting then. Because in game week 30, Crystal Palace at home, Fulham at home, Tottenham away, and then Wolves at home. It is a good run. Are you considering any?
I wasn't, and I probably still won't. And it's probably the fact that they play Luton, and I might end up buying two Luton defenders. Mm. So it doesn't really make much sense to back against them with a Forest attacker. But if I took away that, take the Luton out of the equation, if you just look at Forest, even against Brighton this week, you know, I like that for attackers. Then Luton, Palace, as you mentioned, they've just got a very exciting front three or four now. You know, Hudson-Odoi, Elanga, Gibbs-White, and whether it's Origi or Awoniyi, they're really good players. And, you know, when you watch them on the counter-attack, they look like they could score on every attack. They miss a lot of chances. Elanga is the one that stands out to me. Yeah. I do like Gibbs-White as well. But, I talked about maybe getting a Jared Bowen in 29. I think people should heavily consider an Elanga. Maybe if you're not wildcarding 30 or 31, because you get Elanga for Luton, Palace, Fulham, Tottenham, Wolves, and that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Alanga's on. I'm free hitting 29, and Elanga is actually, I don't know if his first name. Yeah, he's one of. I mean, he's pretty much a lock for me getting Elanga in. I do want a bit of Nottingham Forest, and I'm not sure I want them long term, even though they do have good injuries. But he's exactly the kind of player that I would definitely want in 29. And yeah. Alanga's the choice.
Alanga's the kind of player that you can have a 1 week fling with and get 15 points, and then, you know, not own him again. He's ideal, I think, for a 1 week free hit.
Yeah. Colm in the live chat does point out about that Fulham Brighton game that Zerbi had a thought on the Roma game. Of course he did. Yep. And he said a lot of the team didn't look like they'd ever played together. Yeah, that was it. And Brighton have got so many injuries, yet he still wanted to rotate. So that's why you were getting Gross on the bench. That type of thing was happening there. Worth pointing out, obviously, the Nottingham Forest game is going to be after that. So could be more rotation. There could be some tired legs there. The Roma game's the priority there. So, yeah, getting Elanga in now and that type of player from Nottingham Forest, good move there. Who'd have thought this we'd be talking about Haaland to Morris and getting Elanga in as well. Nottingham Forest.
I think we need to retire soon, Joe, yeah, from FPL, me and you.
There's a good chance. I'm going to read out a couple more questions and then we'll go. So that'll take us up to the hour mark. That'll be quite good. Would you consider bringing in Munez for Watkins? I'm just going to say no, but what do you think?
No, but what I will say is Munez has been incredibly good recently. He's kind of come out of nowhere, certainly on my radar. As someone who doesn't watch much other than Premier League, he's, especially in the Manchester United game, he really caught my eye. But again, you don't sell Watkins for anyone, really.
Being dismissive of Fulham striker, it is more that I just wouldn't get rid of Watkins at the moment, because he's, I guess, the form striker, certainly the form English striker in the Premier League at the moment. I just can't. Removing Watkins is not a thought that's going to go through my head for a while. But it could do. Aston Villa's fixtures. Game week 31, City away, Brentford at home, Arsenal away. I mean, they do turn, but I can't get my head around it.
Nah, I think he'll just be there till 38 for most teams now, I think.
Okay, thanks so much, everyone, for the questions in the live chat as well. It's been really good for us as well to sort of get our thoughts together as well. Thank you, Mark, for your time and finding out what you're going to be doing for game week 28 with that 29 in mind. Good luck with the game week. Good luck to Son, who and Sonny as well, who's now over a certain age now because it was his birthday.
First birthday, yeah.
That was right. So Son, let's hope he does well because I'm going to get him in. He's already in your team as well. Thanks, everyone. Do remember to press that like button. Do remember to subscribe and do check out Fantasy Football Scout for membership offers. Thanks for your time. Take care. See you soon.
Bye-bye.